Local government elections are on Monday, the 1st of October, so they're 11 days away. There are special votes available under very limited circumstances in the couple of days before that. And an absolute non-negotiable is that one has to have an ID document in order to vote. A driver's license doesn't work. A passport doesn't work. You have to have an ID. And some people don't have IDs, and maybe because they have driver's licenses and passports and they've been able to get the stuff done that needs identification through those means, they haven't, perhaps they've been a little nervous of the queues at Home Affairs, so they haven't done much to get a new ID document. And now they're going, you know what, I actually want to vote, what do I do? Well, Home Affairs is coming to the party. To a degree, it is extending its opening hours. Yusuf Simons is the provincial manager at the Department of Home Affairs for the Western Cape. Yusuf, a very good afternoon. Thanks for your time.
Hi, John. Thank you very much. And good afternoon to the listeners.
Excuse me. What are the extended opening hours?
John, we opened from Monday onwards. We opened from extended hours with 2 hours extra in the afternoon. As you know, we close at 3:30. Now we are closing at 5:30, and this will continue up to 1 November for the municipal elections, but it excludes this weekend coming. So tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, clients can come in. They don't need to rush so early in the morning. We are open as so long as they're there before 5:30, we will assist them. And then next weekend, this is important, John, next weekend, the 30th, Saturday and Sunday, we open the same hours, and so I have to encourage clients also to take opportunity of that Saturday and Sunday to come for services. And then, of course, on election day, the 1st, we open from 7 a.m. in the morning till 7 p.m. at night.
To have gritted my teeth.
Sorry about that interruption from a technical area of the station over which we obviously have no control. But the other issues which do deter people, and I think you will be frank enough to admit that there are issues with long queues. Is there any way of making those queues shorter at a time when you might be getting extra numbers of people trying at the last minute to get their ID documents so they can vote?
John, this is a difficult one that we are struggling with at the moment. I just left the meeting because one of the discussions we are having is about the long queues and trying to reduce the queuing time for our clients. That's why we extended our hours for the next 2 weeks, because we've seen an uptake in clients. Maybe the uptake is because of the elections, but we then increased our hours. We have all our staff back. One of the problems we had early under COVID, under the different levels, we had 50% staff only working and at 1.75% staff. So this really affected the queuing time for clients. But since last week, all our staff are back. We are 100% capacity. We have extended our hours. So we're really creating a capability and for our clients to stand a shorter time in the queues. I want to appeal that everyone shouldn't come in the morning. Clients tend to come very early in the morning, and so we have a bottleneck when we open at 8 o'clock. Please, we are open till, you can come at least till 5:30. So I encourage you, don't come all in the morning. You can come in the afternoon as well, so that you just limit the load on us, and also you reduce your queuing time that you will have to have when you come to our offices.
Thank Hi, John. You. Are the ID applications of those of voting age being prioritized? My daughter, 17 years, applied 3 weeks ago at Weinberg and still no ID. I mean, is there any way, and is it fair to prioritize people who want their IDs so they can vote over people who want their IDs or any other documentation that they need from Home Affairs for other things that are very important to them?
What we do prioritize now, John, is for matriculants, because we know they need to write exams. So that we prioritize. But generally, 3 weeks is too long for an ID. Generally, you've seen that our turnaround times is much quicker now. Some receive it within a week or 2 weeks. So I'm concerned that this client has been waiting for 3 weeks. You have my contact number, John. You can provide it to the clients. They can send me a WhatsApp or an email. Mr. Plaikis is also frequently on your show.
Sam Blakey's lovely man, yeah.
Yes, yes. And so we'll deal with these type of queries that comes. But generally, the turnaround times for passports and smart cards is much faster than what it was in the past.
And how's the IT system working? Because when I was engaging with Home Affairs towards the end of last year, there were some very willing and competent people who weren't able to give the service that the citizens were wanting because the computer system wasn't available to them, and that's not any fault of yours because it all comes out of a central IT hub in the north.
Yes, it's a central government hub, actually, that provide IT services to the rest of government. So we're really dependent on that. We have very little control on that, John. But you've seen the minister, probably one of his top priorities, whenever he speaks or whenever he has press briefings, and the question is about the systems. So it's probably top on his agenda is dealing with the offline of our systems. Very frustrating for our staff and for the clients. I just popped out of a meeting, and one of the things we discussed is the fixing of the systems and getting systems to be more reliable than what they are. Unfortunately, as I said, there's a dependency. So when that happens, we can only plead for patience, and I know clients are not so patient sometimes, but we plead for patience from them, and we try to prioritize them so that the next time they come, or the next day they come, that they will be serviced. So this is part of the things that we are trying to do now, John.
Yusuf, thank you very much for chatting to us briefly this afternoon, and let's hope that those people who want their ID documents for voting and for other things are able to get them soonish rather than laterish.